and that I am Hay Amid Aleph. The four lines from the bottom. Tanya Rehain Rabbi Elozar Rabbi Elozar Reino Kusi La Yisa Kusi. Now, let us just refresh our memory. We hear in the Mishnah that I am Dalet Amid Aleph. Abeloza Eimer Vadon Bevadon Mutter Sveikon Besveikon Sveikon Bevadon is also Be'elo Hein Asveikes Shtuki Asufi Vekusi. So in the Mishnah it says that Akusi is a Sophic Mapser Be'elo Hein Asveikes Akusi is a Sophic Mapser, and in the Baraisa we have V'chein Rabbi Loza Oima Kusi Lo Yisa Kusi. Rech the Gemara, my time. What's the reason that a Kusi Lo Yisa Kusi? And before we go further, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says Kusi Lo Yisa Kusi. V'im time. Haich Mesupik my time. What is the Shaila of the Gemara? Rog Abeloza Gufe Koma B'Masdisen B'Sveikon B'Sveikon Asa. Number one, two Sveikas are Asa. Maybe one is a Mamsa, maybe one is not a Mamsa. V'Kusi Hu Min HaSveikas K'Disnam B'Masdisen. But he also said, he said, Eilein HaSveikas Shtuki Asufi V'Kusi. So he said, HaKusi is a Sophic Mamsa. Two Sveikas are not permitted to get married Zebozet, because maybe one is a Mamsa, one is not a Mamsa. So what's the problem? What's my time? V'nira l'haram, l'hochi parush. V'moyer amoyer d'kekash. Sherei im shneim mamzeir. Heta gomeru. Now let's think of all possibilities. If both of them are mamzeir, then no problem. Now what is, v'afilu im echod mamzeir v'echod eine mamzeir. That's the problem. Mikol mokir geru. But the kusim are gerim, who mutter the mamzeres, b'lei domi l'shal sveikis, the masnis and the shtuki v'zuki. So that's the Gemara's kasha. B'shloime, a shtuki cannot marry another shtuki, because a shtuki is a Yisrael. And the other shtuki is also a Yisrael. And one could be a mamzer, one could be not a mamzer. So therefore, Abeloza held that it's also for a sveikin to marry the sveikin, the sveikin is also. But over here, kusim are gerim. And let us assume, I think that's how the flow of the Gemara goes now, that the Geriyemis, the places will seem like this, the Geriyemis, the Gerim. So Memele, there's Mamzerim there also, could be they weren't Medactic, the Yitin, the Kedushin, so there were Mamzerim there, so the Kusin, the Bederich Kal, there are Sophic Mamzerim there, and the Gerim. So the Gemara says, so what's wrong? So my time, but what could be wrong for a Kusi to marry a Kusi? Either they're both Mamzerim, or one is not a mamzer, but he's a ger. And let us make it more interesting. And a ger shenos a giyoyres. So ad mei yetoyres a gerim. The mutter of mamzerim. A ger shenos a yisraelis. The Rambam holds this is a tad yisrael. There's a oisker. That's also a mamzer. But there's a machlokes. Oisker God holds not like the Rambam. So Abba al Kaponim, let us just assume, let's not get involved in this. I feel the Gerim, the Kusim, they didn't intermingle. They're all Gerim. So the Gemara is, so what could be the problem with Kusim? So the Sovik Mamsa, the Sovik Mamsa, Abba al Temuta, Ager is Mutter, the Mamsa. For that Shan, the Gemara is Kashi, my time, what is Pshat in Rabba Loza? Amar Bikir Kashi. And for the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef Asu Kiger La'achar Asoret Oishis. And you know, you're 100% right. Ager is Mutter B'Mamzeres. But after 10 generations of Gerim, is also B'Mamzeres. Why? Not Me'ikar Adin. No. But after 10 generations, people will not recall that he's Ager. 10 generations of Gerim, so already they look Yiddish, they are, I mean, who remembers that 10 generations ago, the one of the parents was a Ger, the father was a said, yeah, who remembers such a thing? So Memela, some people will think that they're Yidden, they're born Yidden. And Memela, now a girl will marry a Mamzeres. He's a Yidden, marrying a Mamzeres. So a girl that marries a Mamzeres, after 10 generations, Chazal Asad, because people will forget that he was a girl. So Mamela, that chat, Kusim was speaking about the original, the Gera started, this man, Nolot Rishin, so Mamela, so they're still Kusim now, so, but they gave him after 10 generations. So we gave them a Din Yisrael, and then it's also the Mamzeres, we can't be like us the Mamzeres. The Sanya Gera, Ada Saradayres, Mutta Mamzeres, we can't be like us the Mamzeres. The Yeshaim Rim and others say, and the Taisa Rosh is Goyres, Hatshe Yishtake Shem Goyusoy Mimenu, not Avaydes Kechov. Till which people forgot that they ever were Goyim, and this is more than 10 generations. About Koponim, after 15 generations, we can assume for sure that people will never recall that they're Goyim. They were Geirim, so Memela, so we can't rely on this that Geir is Mutter B'Mamzeres, because people won't remember that they're Geirim, so Memela, that's why it's awesome. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said, I'm sure this Baraisa does not apply by Kusa. Mi Domi, Osam Geir Yosham B'Mamzeres Chadoshim. That Baraisa means I have a Geir Yosham from 10, 15 generations. People will never dream that he originates from Geirim. Mamzeres Chadosh, and you have a fresh Mamzeres, so Memela is, be a Bikasha, he's a Yid, and she's a Mamzeres, and they're getting married, huh? So that's giving a message that a Yisrael is Musa B'Mamzeres. So therefore, Chazal Az. Omri Ba Yisraelu, the Konosiv Mamzeres. Oche, Idi, Vidi, Kadodi, Nina. But he was speaking a Kusi that's marrying a Kusi. A Kusi is, so Memela, if we don't remember what happened before that they're Kusim and we imagine that they're Yidin and so he's a Yid and she's a Yid and so they're not talking about, I mean the Kusim, the Geiri Kusim, since they were Nizr and Gittin, we said there's a Chashash Mamzeres of it. That's if they're coming with this label that they gave him. But you're telling me after 50 generations no one remembers that they're Kusim, that they gave him, so Memela, so we think they Yidin Taki, he's a Yid, she's a Yid, so finished. So the way we look at it, there's no Shaila. The way it really is, there's also no Shaila. So why can't a Kusi marry a Kusi? That's the most Kashi. Let us see Rashi. The Kashi, Hori Galsin Etanya Bechein Abelozoi, Asul Kigel Achas Arabi. But Vish and Yashnu B'Yisrael, they're already Nisyashin by Klal Yisrael. V'nirin ki Yisrael. They look like Eden. V'osa v'psula Yisrael. And Naid is us v'psula Yisrael. V'shem yoimro Yisrael nasa psula. Hosom gabi ger mamzeres ger yosh. V'roya enei makirei lifnei. The person who sees him doesn't recognize what was before. The sova shehu Yisrael abomi Yisraelis. A mamzeres chadosh eklai me yidua v'nikas a mamzeres. Omri, so there they'll say Yisrael nosi mamzeres. So lo yoyim a Yisrael nosi mamzeres. But here, idi vidi kadodiyu. Li geirim yishenim heim a marzik mese bekashas, marzikim kamazu bekashas. He also, so Mamela, we have a problem. So what is pshat in Rav Eloza? So the Gemara answers, ki osa Rav Dimi, oma Rav Eloza, sova lo ki adi shmoyim, sova lo Rabbi Yishmael saw the Lord Rabbi Kiva. Allah saw the Lord Yishmael, and Yishmael was like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Loza saw the Lord Rabbi Yishmael. Dama Kusim Geira Yaroyis. So this is what Gemara was Machadish now. Till now we learned the Geira Yaroyis. So Mamela, we had a big problem. So what could be? Until you say there's something Mamzeret, about Geira, but the Mamzeret. That was the problem. I said, no, Avaloza holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that the Geir Yaroyis. So they goy. That's your side number one. We're handling with goy. Fine. News, what's the problem with the goy? What's the problem with פוס איז דוי מטבא. רבי שמואל סובו לו כרבי קיבה דומה עיבת כחום ועבת הבוע בת ישראל הבלן מחס. רבי שמואל עוזר כרבי קיבה ועיבת כחום ועבת הבוע בת ישראל הבלן מחס. Now let us see what Pshat Nuterus. Let us see Rashi. Abolozo, the Omar Kusi, the Yisa Kusis, Savalo, Kerabi Shmoel, the Yisparish Heichitma, where this Rabbi Shmoel is, like the Mishnah, like the Braisa, and the Mishmaita, the Rabbi Yechma, the Mishma, and like the Dome of the Kamachal, the Machloik is the Dome. Fine. Rabbi Shmoel holds Geire Aroyesai. The whole Geiris was because of the fear of the lions, Varein Kishar Oivzei Kechovit, שנוסו בנייס ישראל. רבי שמואל סובו לו כרבי קיבה. דור חי ואילבן, זה חי ואילבן. הגוי, אקום אבו אבס ישראל, אבל מה. הלכך, כוסי לא יישא כוסי. ויינה. ותאווה היו סוויקי ממזרן. הכוסי זה סופק ממזר. Now, before we go further, let's just see what we just said over here. Hilkach, the goy. Ren kishar oiv de kechobim, shenosu benois Yisrael. So it seems we just now injected that the mamzeres that Sabalozo is chayish for by kusim is not the way we learned till now. Till now we learned the keri emes. The Mamzeres is, maybe they're not booking who can give me Kedushin, so there's Mamzeres. No. The Goyim Shenosu B'nois Yisrael. So the Mamzeres is not from them alone, because they're Goyim, so there's no Mamzeres, my Goyim. But Shenosu B'nois Yisrael, that's the Aleph of the Sugya, which Al-Kochuk has put into the Sugya. Shenosu B'nois Yisrael, number one. And number two, and so what if there's Nosu B'nois Yisrael? But Rabbi Shmuel Sovelo Kerabi Kiseh. But it's a mamza. The Chai V'lavenei. It's Chai V'lavenei. Hilkach. Kusi lo yisa kusit. Therefore, a kusi should marry a kusit. Why? V'tavayu sveikim mamzeremei. Each one is a sofik mamza. Yeshloime b'chol echad mehem. Hu bo mi yisraelis. And he says loivet kechom. So each one is a Sufik Mamza. Varehu Mamza. Vizu bo, so what's the problem? Abo vizu bo mikusi vikusi. So maybe one of them, maybe one of them is a Mamza, and the other one is a Goy. May oilam. Inami yipche. The Zohar is a Mamza, the Zohar is a Goy. Inami yipche. So Rashi is not too clear. So we'll see in Tosfos what Pshat is. Zogt Tosfos. Rabbi Shmuel Sovelo Rabbi Kiva Toma Oivet Kechov Vevet Habobas Yisrael Hamlad Mamza. Herich Bekontret, Rashi said of Sabahalo, Betzorech Peirish Lepirushoi Mahu Reisa. So Rashi said that some of them are Goyim, some of them married to Nosh Yisrael and their Mamzai. צורך לא אמר, והיינו מכשושו דלמה ממזר, בן ישראל יישא כוסיס, שיהיה עבדס כחובן גמורה, שהוא מכוסיס וכוסיס, והיא עבדס כחובן גמורה, ואחר דכוסם גר הרו ישראל. ונמזר שם ממזר לא יקייך עבדס כחובן. So Taisa says, according to Rashi, the problem is not ממזרס over here. The problem is, what they are going, and there are Yidin, some of the Kusim married B'nois Yisrael, the Yidin, the Mamzayim. We'll see why the Gemara mentioned Mamzayim, but the Yidin, the Mamzayim. And the Melus, now a Yid is marrying a Goy, that's the problem. Nimtze Shemamz Lekecha Vedas Kechob. Ve'im Toima, Amai Yitzrech Lemeima, V'kesov O'ivet Kechob Vevet Abo Bas Yisrael Ablan Hamzayim. So if the problem is that Yid is marrying a Goy, that's the problem. So why do you have to go into this blot? That Ivy Kilchom, those like Abed Kiva, Ivy Kilchom, Nabobas Yisrael, Abad Mamza. Lame Avlat Kosher. Say it's a Kosher, it's not a Mamza. So it's a Yisrael Gomu. Begoos, je dikkele meeg is twee, ze leidt die nas, ze leidt met kechoog. Zo, dat is zeker goed, waar is de kant van het blad? We shemmo yesh loima. Im avlad kosho, if we hold, dat is een machlokes. If akum al bobas yisrael avlad kosho, avlad mamsa. Im avlad kosho, you know what shan kosho is? Im keinu heilach achar oivet kechoogim, kidoma besoy pirkin de lael. Lekker een eigen slekaag, in die nas heel leuven kegel. Zo na, thuis is het zijn dan meure die gezag. Thuis is het zijn, dus als scheilen de gemorre, if akema bobas Israel had laat kosher, or had laat man. Zog thuis is, what are the two stodem in de gemorre? Zo thuis is in de kasher hel, had laat kosher means, it's a yid, not a mamza. The mother's a yid, so it's a yid and it's not a mamza. There's no mamzeres from going, so it's a yid and not a mamza. And then if you're a mamza, so it's a mamza, it's a yid and a mamza. Taisus in the Torah says, no, if havlat kosher means it's a goy. It's a goy. So what's an havlat kosher? Because a goy can be mekayer himself, he's not a mamza. A mamza is far power. A mamza can never be machsh himself. So havlat kosher means, that he's a goy. Vlad kosher means he's a goy. So if he'd be a goy, so then there's no problem. So why can't a kusi marry a kusis? But both parents be goyim. Let one parent be a goy and the other parent a yid. But the Vlad is a goy. So it's in be'agef and bin be'agef and two goyim. So there's no problem. So why did Rabbi Lozo say, sveikon besveikon also? Because Rabbi Lozo holds like Rabbi Kiva, not a Vlad Mamza. If he holds like Rabbi Kiva, a Vlad Mamza. So that means, in other words, that the child is a yid. So now we have a problem. A yid is marrying a goy. So therefore, Sveikin the Sveikin also. Rabbi Lashta, the Kesava, a Vlad Mamza. But now that he holds a Vlad Mamza, Im Kain, Hoylech Acheimoy. Then it's Hoylech Acheimoy. Now we have a problem. Without Rabbi Kiva, you hold a Vlad kosher, that's no problem. Inami. Now, Kocho, so that's why we said we hold like Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva, for Rabbi Kiva, you see that the Vlad is a yid. Not according to Rabbi Kiva, the Vlad is a goy, so there's no problem. Inami. The Al-Kochos of Rabbi Loza have Lad Mamza. Rabbi Loza Zicha holds have Lad Mamza. Midachoshit Kusi b'mas nisim b'adis feikish. V'eilon as feikish tuki yasufi de Kusi. So we see Lemaisa Afsa'afila, you'll say that have Lad Kosher means he's a yid, not a Mamza. But the Gemara is saying Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Kiva because we see from the Mishnah that Rabbi Loza calls them Mamzerim. We see that. So Rabbi Loza has to hold that it's a Vlad Mamza. It's a Gegeli Agoy, so the Mamzeris has to be from a Bas Yisrael. Bad is fake, it's time to suffix Mamza. Yeah. There's a Moiridike Ha'or I saw on a Tereshmur that he brings down from the Kananoire and down in the Luyim. A Moiridike Ha'or, it's a Baishpo, let us go. In the first Mahalach of Taisvis. The first Mahalach of Taisvis is that if it's a Vlad Kosher, the child is a Goy. And by a Goy, there's not in a Mamzeres. A Vlad Mamza means he's a Yid, because only by Yidin there's Mamzeres. Right. Now, let's put that aside for one minute. Now we have a Machlokes Tanoim, what makes Mamzeres? You need Chayve Krisis, Chayve Mises Bezdin, Rabbi Shua holds Chayve Mises Bezdin, Shimon Atamoni holds Chayve Krisis, Rabbi Kiva holds Chayve La. Right? So, in what makes Mamzeres, we have different sheets. So now, let us clear for 1 minute, if Akum Abo Bas Yisrael have Lad Mamzer, so let us say for 1 minute that, well, it's a Chayve Lavin. Let's say it's a chayv elavin, like Rashi said it's a chayv elavin. Say leisis chaten, it's a chayv elavin. Chishes, it's a chayv elavin. So memele, so it's a mamza. But Rabbi Kiva is not a trufa. There's a new shiloh over here. We just said if the child is a goy, There's no mamzeira. When the child is a yid, then there is mamzeira. Now, how did Rabbi Kiva ever get involved in this shaila? Rabbi Kiva is in Hilchas Mamzeiris. Rabbi Kiva says, Achai ve'lavin is a mamzeira. A person, a ger, a moini, will be boyal anisha, so Achai ve'lavin, child is a mamzeira. Why? Because the yidin, it's shaykh mamzeiris by a yid, and then Achai ve'lavin makes mamzeiris. Why? But Taisvis opened up our eyes that by Ha'akum Abo Abbas Yisrael, there's a new shaila over here. There's a shaila. Maybe the child is a goy. There's a man, the Yoma, that says, I'm not kosher. It's a goy, Taisu says. He's a goy. So if he's a goy, so he says, no mamzeres, because by there's no mamzeres by them. If you're all these amams, I call you all these a yid. So now there's a new shaila. Is he a yid or a goy? A new shaila. So how did Rabbi Kiva ever get involved in this shaila? Rabbi Kiva was never an authority in saying, this is a shaila. If they said, this is a shaila, I could pull up, I see, so it's such a shaila. Rabbi Kiva never got involved in this shaila. Rabbi Kiva only said, if he's a yid, this mamzeris, fine. But we have to first be mavara if he's a yid or not. Rabbi Kiva never spoke about this. The Gemara's comparing, it's a chai ve'lava. Oh, it'll be a mamz according to Rabbi Kiva. You have to first find out if it's a yid or not. How can you jump to Rabbi Kiva? This kasha, the Kelner, and I'm the Mubuim. And they say, Amu'uyim biketeret. Unbelievable. They say a teret like this. We have here a machlaikis. Akum abo abas Yisrael. What is the child? One man the Yoma says he's a goy. What? And one man the Yoma says he's a yid. Now, what are the svaris? Why should he be a goy and why should he be a yid? Let's forget about the psukim we had before, because I'm kochuch. These tonoim are not going with these psukim. So the man the Yoma that says he's a goy, you know why? You go halachacha psulay. It means you have a mother, a yid, a father, a goy. Just like if you have a father, a mamza, and a mother, not a mamza, the child is a mamza. Why you go after the psul? So you have over here a goy and a yid. The goy is the apostle. He's a goy. She's a yid. So the child gets the psul of the apostle. He also becomes a goy. Now, fine. That's halachacha psulay. Rabbi Kiva holds that theoretically, if he can become a mamza, he'll be a mamza. Now, which is a bigger psul, a mamza or a goy? A mamza is a bigger psul than a goy, because a mamza doesn't have any hopes. A goy, he can be megayer himself. So a mamza is a bigger psul. So since he could become a mamza, there's a din of aloich acha psuloi, to make him a mamza, that means if there's a possibility that he could be a mamza, if he could be a yid and a mamza, so we assume, according to all other tannaim, he can't be a mamza. Forget about it. He's not a mamza. Because only chai v'krisis makes mamza, so he can't be a mamza. So Mamela sees a goy, al talechach a psulai. He's a goy. That's the psul, that's the biggest psul I can put on him. But according to Rabbi Kiva, I can put a bigger psul on him. I can make him a mamza. So let's make him a mamza, take. It's a chai v'lam, so we'll make him a yid and a mamza. That means, if according to Rabbi Kiva, he could have a psul mamza, if it will be a yid, so he'll make him a yid and a mamza. In this, the Teresh Shmuel says, there's a Taisvis in Yevomis says, according to Rabbi Kiva, here we're talking about Akum Abo Abbas Yisrael, Avlad Mamza. So Taisvis says, according to Rabbi Kiva, a Yisroel, a Bo'alakam, will also be a mamza. That's what Taisa says. According to Rabbi Kiva, will also be a mamza. So the Kivegias, Akasha, we have different guidelines. We have a din, if the mother's a goita, the child is a goy. So Taisa says, no, according to Rabbi Kiva, will be a mamza. So he says, according to this Keren, Eiren, Avnim, Luyat, Smeiradik. I mean, that's what Rabbi Kiva said, that the child is a mamza, when the father's a goy, the mother's a yid, not because the mother's a yid. No, because if there's, since it's a bi of chai v'lavin, it could be mamzeres, so we say, that's kolon din of aloich acha psulei. So we have to make the child a mamzer, if there's a possibility of mamzeres. So what's the chilek if the mother's a yid or the mother's a goy? If there's a shaykh, or there's a shaykh as a mamzeres, there's one yid over there, so we'll make the child a mamzer. Bekitzel, this is what they say pshat and tais. Fine. Miu, so Memele, so where are we up to now? So we're up to now as follows. So the Gemara was Machadish. The Gemara was Machadish as follows. That Rabbi Loza holds two Yisaitis. Yisait number one, Kusim Agoyim. Yisait number two, the Akochoch, we have to assume. So the Goyim, where's the Mamzeres? Rabbi Loza says the Sofik Mamzeres. So Akochoch, we have to assume that they became Nitma Bnois Yisrael with these Kusim. That comes along with the parents. And the number three, we hold like Abba Kiva, that Akaba Boba Shisol Ablat Mamzer. That's how we got Mamzerim. And now, so we have in the nation of the Kusim, there are Yidin, which are Mamzerim, there are Goyim, a father Kusim, a mother Kusim. So we cannot permit them to get married because a Yid is marrying a Goyim. Miu Kosha Lepele Shekuntri. The Mashme, the Bishum Inyan Kusi La Yisa Kusi. It would seem that there's no Eitzah. That's what Rabbi Loza said. Ulepeirushai, but according to Rashi, in mekablam aleim geiris gomo lekele meichish lemidi, shrei ger mutter b'mamzera. So this is asking Gamora the Kekasha. So why tell? What's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, kusi la yisa kusi. That's what the Baisa says. And according to Rashi, the problem is because a Yidin might marry a Goy. That's the problem. The problem is not the Goyish guy. The Yidin has got a mamza also, but that's no problem. But the problem is a Yidin might marry a Goy. So that's the whole problem. So you have a solution to the problem. Let's tell them to be Megaya themselves and finish. And then again, it's Mutter of the Mamzeres, and it'll be Shalom Yisrael. So, L'chayre, Achmein, it's, someone wanted a time, it's not to develop. The Mishnah said, Akusi can't marry Akusi. So he said, they can be Megayim. So they're not Akusim anymore. We're talking about Akusi with Akusis. We're speaking about certain types of people. If they're Megayim, so they're not Akusim anymore. They were Akusim. Okay, but Taisis didn't like that. Taisis understood Akusi like these Akusis. There's no Eitzah. He can in no way permit a kusi to marry kusi. So I say, why not? The kach nira levi lefalik. The chi hechi. The benaisi Yisrael nitmu behem. Just like benaisi Yisrael nitmu behem. Ochi not me nitmu behem benaisi Yisrael. That means, Rahman and Islam. In the nation of the kusim, there were benaisi Yisrael. There were benaisi Yisrael. The given the kosava, evet kachom vevet habo abas Yisrael ablat ham. So Taisva says as follows. That the chash is another chash. The chash is that the minute we assume that Yidden mingled together with Goyim, with the Kusim, so Memele, so it was not only a mingling that B'nai Yisrael mingled, B'nai Yisrael Nebuch also mingled. So we had Nebuch, B'nai Yisrael, and what happened then was unpredictable. Sometimes Abbas Yisrael married a Kusi, sometimes Abbas Yisrael married a Ben Yisrael, and there was a whole mix-up which we have no way of being able to figure out what happened. So Memele, so therefore Rabbi Loza said, a Kusi should not marry a Kusi, because it could be one is a Yid, one is a Mamza, and we have a big problem. That is the problem. Memele Geiris won't help, because we're afraid one is a Yid. So I saw an Ateres Shmuel, fine, Anupshat in the Gemara. So I saw an Ateres Shmuel, he asks Akash, he says he doesn't understand Taisvit. He says, so what is the Teres of the Gemara? The Teretz of the Gemara is, look what he said that there were Bnei Yisrael also mingled. Bnei Yisrael also mingled. Now there's a problem. Maybe a Yid might marry a Mamza. So he says, so where do we see this in the Gemara? The Gemara just says, Rabbi Mishmael, Sabalo Kabakiva, Rabbi Loza, Sabalo Kabishmael, Rabbi Kuzmi Arayse, Rabbi Shmuel, Sabalo Kabakiva, Rabbi Kamehmova, Shisrael, Rabbi Mamza. But the Iker punchline, that there were some Yidden and some, and all our Gemara speaks about, there were Mamzeichen. But Mamzeichen was no problem. Taisa says, let them be Megayan themselves. So what's the Iker Teretz? I'm Betaisvis, there were Yidden there also. So the Iker Teretz is Chosim in a Seifa. That's what he asks on Taisvis. But Dachsachmir, this Kasha is not Shver at all. Because Dachsachmir, the Teltz of this Kasha is Poshim. The Gemara had started before Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara held that, that's clear, Rabbi Lazar said there's Mamzerim by the Kusim. There's Mamzerim, as he said, the Seikas, the Sophic Mamzerim. The Gemara knew this all along, the Mamzerim. Now, the Gemara before thought that they gave a Yemes. So there's Mamzerim because they're Yidin and they're not Nizer and Gitin and Kedushin. So there's Mamzerim. That's how the Gemara held. Rabbi Yishmael, the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Lazar is like Rabbi Yishmael, the Goyim. The goyim, get a goy is the goy. Now, so with the mamzerim, he holds like Rabbi Kiva that Akma bo bas Yisrael a blood mamzer. I'm sure that we have that a bas Yisrael come in here. We're talking about kusim. Kusim a gerei a goy is the goyim. He holds a goy that a bo bas Yisrael a blood mamzer. So al kocho, he told us already a sot. That in the Kusim, the B'nai Yisrael mingle. He told us this. That means still now, if I held they were Yidin, Geri Emes, I didn't have to know this whole situation, that Yidin mingled into the Kusim. So the Mamzeres was from themselves, they themselves eat. But the minute he says he holds like Rabbi Shimon, and he says they're Mamzeres, because Akim Bo Bas Yisrael, who's talking about Bas Yisrael? So Al Kochach, they mingled in, the B'nai Yisrael mingled in. So the Rebbe just says, listen, if the Bnei Yisrael mingled, the Bnei Yisrael also mingled. That's not a shtick Torah. He said already they mingled already. So Memela, so the Rebbe says now. So now, if there was mingling, you have to clear from Bnei Yisrael, you have to clear from Bnei Yisrael. So there's Yidin, there's Mamzechem, there's Goyim, there's a whole mishmash over there. So therefore, you can't get married. Out of the Goyim, we have an Eitzah, so we tell them to Megayin themselves. But since there's Yidin and Mamzechem, we have a problem. Fine. The imtaima, for Toysfes, heicha ashkechon d'ksova Rabbi Kiva, so fine, have it shalom al Yisrael. Heicha ashkechon d'ksova Rabbi Kiva, oivet kechom vevet habobas Yisrael hablan mamsa. Where do we see this? The Gemara brings Rabbi Kiva. Like ashkechon b'shum duchte. There's no Gemara that says, that Rabbi Kiva says, agoi habobas Yisrael hablan mamsa. He never spoke about this, Rabbi Kiva. Ela mishum, the Omar yesh mamzer, the chayvi lava. That's all what Rabbi Kiva had said. Rabbi Kiva said that you don't need chayvi krisis, only chayvi Mrs. Bezel, chayvi lava is also mamzer. So Taisa says, fine. Bishleim eved islei lava, the liye kodesh. By an eved is a lava. Eloi vit kichod, nechem etzin a lava biyosoi. Where do we find a lava biyosoi? There's no lava whatsoever. So Taisa is lishitosoi. Taisus holds Loisis Chaten is going, Begeyusan. Taisus holds Begeyusan, there's no love whatsoever. There's no love whatsoever, so why is there a mamzer? Adarabe, Bezen shall shame Goshoolo. Kidaksi, Paisiyu, Vesisoret. Now, Taisus is basing himself. Now, let us just say how we could learn Shat. Lule did Rea Taisus. But Taisus has a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says as follows. Loisis chatein bom, Taisus holds, we don't pass like that Gemara in this case. Loisis chatein bom is going on a goy derech ishes. That means a goy with, and that we mentioned before in Shulchan Aruch, it says that if a goy with a bas Yisrael or a yid with a goyte, derech ishes, not derech snus. Rechishes, he took her for a wife. So even though Kedushin is in Taifas, there's an Issa Dera Issa Blashis Chatham when you get Malkus. That's the Gemara in Abedis. But that's Tavke Rechishes. Derech Snus, that was that person wants to be Mithana with the Goethe, there's no Issa Mina Taifas. Bezdin Shal Shame Gosru. Bezdin Shal Shame Gosru. Where is this Bezdin Shal Shame? Bezdin Shal Shame is Itzihu of Issa. Why did Yehuda Paskin that Toma was Chayef? They were Goyzel. Now, he had a problem. Tama was from the Bitei Shoshain. They were Goyzel. If a גוי will be boil. בן אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, רביטה של שם, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to intermingle a goy with Ben Avraham Yitzhak V'Yakov. We've told him before Matan Torah. And they also, Shachas Mavair, and this falls into the category of Dinim. And as the Rosam Zoyim Yisosam, so that's the Tziru V'Sisolim. So the Yitzhak, the Chi of Sreifa, the Gemara by the Zohar seems to say the Chi of Sreifa by Tomer was, because she was Mizana with a goy, and that's an Yisrael. That Anissa Bezen Shal Shem Gozel, she's Chayiv Seifa because of it. But that's Bezen Shal, that's Bezen Shal Shem Gozel. So Memele, so how do you get a Mamza? How do you get a Mamza? Well, this is only at the Rabbona. There's no law. The Ein Svore Loina. So Memele, so how do you get a Mamza? The Ein Svore Loina, the Esami Yisbei, Mikroze Vitziyu Vesi Sorei. Maybe that group is an essay. In this pasuk says that there's an essa, it's humusy, sorry. Look, and then we'll say a little further, the Rabbi Yeshiva, the Oma Mina Koyla, Yoisa Rabbi Kiva Mamzer, Mafilo Michai Veyese. So we'll say that, Pshat. Ain't for a loy mekeng the Rabbi Yeshiva of Koma, Viacha Shane Mephuris. So the Yelis Ashacha wants to say, Pshat, that it's humusy, sorry, it's not an essa. It's Yuvasi Sorov is a poil yaitse from the Gzeira that Yehuda made. But it's not an Esser. So Mamela, so Tosis has a problem. So why are we are basing the Mamzeris on Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva only said Yesh Mamza Mechai Velav. And the Akum Abo Abbas Yisrael, there's no love. Vimishum dechsiv bitcha loisitein livno, yubitein lisikach livnecho. Hainazor letvises gdushin. This posik means, gdushin isn't teufis. There's no giche, there's no gos, gdushin isn't teufis. Abazorer, abazorose lebiyose loishamin. There's no love to be boiled. Period. So how are we able to assume that according to Rabbi Kiva, love is a man? Vitzorech loish. Given the Kedushin types of Ben. So Taisa says as follows, that since Ha'akum Abo Abbas Yisrael, Kedushin isn't Taifis, so it's a Biya of E Tvisis Kedushin. Havi Mamza, so it's a Mamza. That means Mamzeres is not dependent on Isurim, Mamzeres is dependent on E Tvisis Kedushin. The Hobo Talik is a Perashti Besoy Perik Haimer, is with a Machesamat Beis, I think, according to Rabbi Kiva. That means, according to other Tanoim, to be it's totally in it. Something else. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only Tvisis Kedusha. Neil Kosher, like the Tvisis, how can I come to such a conclusion? Well, let us explain what Taisus is asking. Taisus is asking the Makir of Rabbi Kiva, that Yesh Mamza Mechai Velav. The Makir of Rabbi Kiva is from this pasuk, Lo Yigalek Naf of it. Now there's a Machlekes Tanoim. But the Yigalek Knaf, the pasuk says as follows, the Yikach Ishes Ashes of it. The Lo Yigalek Knaf of it. Now the Shai was, what's the Yigalek Knaf of it? The Yama says, the Yigalek Knaf of it means Shemeres Yovom Shel of it. That means that Ashes Achi of it that's falling in the Yibum. This is an Elve of Chayve Krisis, the Yigalek Knaf of it. That's one of the Yama. And then afterwards says, Lo Yovi Mamza. So, Mama the Yama learns, Aishis Oviv Ad Lo Yigala Knaf Oviv Doin Tzayach Haive Mrs. Bez Tzayach Haive Krisus Zamamsa Lo Yavim Mamsa Rabbi Kiva holds lo yigale knaf obi viz anusa sobi. I mean, what does that mean? That means the father was ma'anus Aisha, Aisha is ma'anus son. So anusa sobi is also to the son. This is a lot, lo yigale knaf obi. And if a person is boil her, you like it. Yeah, the lab, and the child is a mouse. Period. Right. Now, let us go a little further. This is the Makir of Mamzeris, that a Mamzer is Mechayvi lab. Now, the Gemara in Achelet says, what's the din if a goy, a boa bas yisov, the flat Mamzer? So the Gemara says, not according to Rabbi Kiva. We learn, let's say, from Ashes of it. So the Gemara says, Ma le'eshes ovif, shekein l'didei lo'i tofsi kedushin, v'achini tofsi kedushin, avkol l'didei lo'i tofsi kedushin, avolachini tofsi kedushin, v'ashein kein akum habo al bas yisroel, v'lukul alma lo'i tofsi kedushin. The Gemara says you cannot learn out from eshes ovif. Eshes ovif is no tofsi kedushin between this pair. That means that the son cannot marry his father's wife. Right? There's no tefisa solution. But the father's wife can marry someone. The son can also have issues with someone. But these two together can't have. Such a case of a bia v'tefisa solution, that makes mamzeres. But a goy with a bas yisrael, that a goy is a lav bal tefisa solution, period, with any bas yisrael, so memele, there's no mamzeres. It's not dumya to ishes of it. And the Rashba explains that the Lumbus is as follows, that Bishloime, if a Yid can have three solutions, Eshes Oviv can have three solutions. Now these two together can't have, so that means the Choyma Issa Elve is making the Yid three solutions. We have people who Be'etzim are B'nai three solutions. Now the Elve is making these two can't get married. That makes Mamzeya. But if you have a goy with the yid, which with bechlala la batvis the kedushin, so there's no kedushin between these two. So not the chayma elvis goy then. No, samazayid is a la batvis the kedushin. That doesn't make them say. So the Gemara says you can't learn out akum abo about yisol from ashes of it because it's not similar to ashes of it because a goy doesn't have this kedushin with anyone. Like Tosis, so Rabbi Kiva does not learn out from ashes of it. He learns out from anusas of it. But the same pircher, the others have from Ashes of it, we should hear from Anusas of it. It's not Daimit Anusas of it. Let us say Anusas of it, the Lekka Lididei Kedushin, Avlachina Yeshba Kedushin. That's Taisus Kasha. So how did the Gemara, what right did the Gemara have to assume that according to Rabbi Kiva, Akma Bobas is all of Lord Maps? The Yeshloim, and it's not to me Anusas of it. Shloime da al kocho lisha tenoim diksov deishes of akosov medaber beginen dum yedeishes of all other tenoim they hold you need dum yedeishes of ich meishes of is chayli misses bezen or eishes of ad eishes achi of him is chayli krisis and I need dum yed the lady day like tapsi bakdushin alachin yed tapsi. But I'll say this kashi, yeah, Yishlam et al-kocha, Rabbi Kiva loy boy, dum yiznu sasavit, shayka sava Rabbi Kiva, yesh mamza, filo mechai vilav, vilav deshev. We see Rabbi Kiva holds that this mamzeres from chai vilav and the lav deshev, a filo, it's a lav not of kulga. Ki goin, amayni umayovi. That means this Rabbi Kiva holds kulo, that a ger amayni will marry a bas yisrael, Kedushin is in Taifis and the blood is an Amsa. That's why Rabbi Kiva holds, because Kedushin is in Taifis Bechai Velav. Fact of Taifis, if Rabbi Kiva would hold that you need Dumye the Anusas of it, so I got news for you. Anusas of it is Chai Velav and Dusher. Anusas of it is Chai Velav and of Kulde. That means the love originates because of the relationship that the father has im anusosoi. She gets some sort of a kuva to the father. So the Balkanu says, harehi ke'eshes of it. It's a type of an eshes of it. So how could Rabbi Akiva learn out Ger Amoini? This is a different type of a lav. This is not a lav of Kuva. Ve'ein behem dumye zanusis ovir. Shohu lav desher. Perish the Kuva. Anusis ovir is a lav of Kuva. Anusis ovir is a lav of Kuva. Ger Amoini is not a lav of Kuva. So, Memele, how can Rabbi Kiva learn out Ger Amoini from Anusas of it? So, the Al-Kochach is Muchach, that Rabbi Kiva held, it doesn't have to be similar completely to Anusas of it. Even though Anusas of it is Lav Desher, you don't need this condition in order that Kedushin shouldn't be tight. So, since we see that you don't need Dumid Anusas of it, so I also will say you don't need that condition of Anusas Aviv till the date, Lai Tafsi Kedushin, Lachini Tafsi Kedushin, because Rabbi Kiva Beshita does not hold you need Dumye. Avo Rabbon and Boy Dumye Deishis Aviv Lachomim. They hold you need Dumye Deishis Aviv, Maishis Aviv is Chayvi Mrs. Bezant, you need Aki Mrs. Bezant. So if I hold that you need Dumye Deishis Aviv, so I can say Maishis Aviv, till the day late of Sikdushin Lachine Tafsi, so who are then all over it, not by a Goy Abu Abbas Yisrael, late of his Kedushin for anyone. But for Rabbi Kiva, we see he does not hold of this. So Memele, so therefore Rabbi Kiva can hold that even though it's not completely Doime, Tanusis of it, there's no love, and it's late of his Beil Debe Lachine, Afal Pike, the blood is a mouse. That is how Taismis explains Rabbi Kiva. Let us just say the Gemara a little further. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Rabbi Lazo holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds Geir Arois. And Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Kiva. That what? That Hakam Abbas Yisrael of La Namza. Therefore, that's why Rabbi Lazo holds Kusi Leisa Kusi. So the Gemara says, that statement that you had said, that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Kiva, is not Emes. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin la'ivet keichovim ve'evet shebo ala gehenet. That how do we know that if a goy was boiled, a gehenet l'vi abasi Yisrael, that she's possible minakuhum. And Nema, it says in the Pasuk, Upas Koyin Kisiya Almona Ukrusha Vezera Eino. Mi Sheyeshloi Almonis Kageish. Her husband, or she was nibbled from someone, that she's married him. There's issues with Almonis Kageish. Yotze Oivet Kechobu Zeheved Sheinloi Almonis Kageish. So Rabbi Shmuel brought a special drash this pasuk, that Afghan Isha who was nibbled from a person that this piece is Kedushin. Then she's kosher to eat Tumah after her husband dies. But if she was nibbled from someone who's Alava's piece is Kedushin, so Mamela, she's possible from Tumah. So the Gemara says, Bisalke Daitach, Savaloke Rabbi Kiva, if Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Kiva that the blood is a mamzer, so the Gemara makes a kalva chaymel, which now will not try to explain. Hashte mamzarave mifsel bebiyosem iboy. If Rabbi Shmuel holds like a bekidah that the child is a mamzer, I don't need a new pasuk to tell me that she's nifsel mikud. So therefore, the Gemara falls off in this elo. Rabbi Moshe savalo ke Rabbi Shmuel damakusim geirim aroyes. Vesavalo and Rabbi Moshe holds ke Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel personally doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. That's why Rabbi Shmuel had to say, had to bring a new limud that Abbas Yisrael shen nivalo min ha'akum is posel l'kohune. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, he would need a new limud. Hash the mamza, if the blood is a mamza, shizicha posel min ha'kohune. Let us see Rashi, Zuk Rashi, Almona Ugrushen, Shovel base of here, me she has like money for the gayer shit, but she has like a douche, who they in a place for the bios and emotion. he doesn't pass off, he's shaykh to get married. But if you learn Rabbi Shmuel Zalke Bekiva, hash the mamza have a vlad, yisra bebi mi boy, v'loma li haiko, elo ein ha vlad mamza sfirai. V'av agav loy tov si lay bo kedushin. He holds, even though it's not heavy as kedushin, the vlad is not a mamza. But this man called Shane Law of Kedushna Vlad Mamza, that could be a Shlov of like Kedushna Deache, Dum Yadesh is up, the Sivla Yavi Mamza Gabay. But an Akum, that they don't have Kedushin period, so there's no Mamzeris, and that is why Rabbi Shmuel had to bring a special Pasik, and but it's Mukach that Rabbi Shmuel does not hold like Habakkuk.